Dr. Claire Isabel Thompson closed her eyes and made a silent wish before blowing out the single candle on her cupcake. 30 years old, and what did she have to show for it? A scrub nurse stuck his head out of an operating room and removed his surgical mask. Dr. Thompson, you're needed in operating room one. Claire sighed and nodded. Okay, I'll be right there. The nurse tilted his head, scrutinizing the dessert. What's the occasion? Claire glanced at the extinguished candle and shrugged. It's nothing special. She hadn't told her coworkers that she'd brought her birthday cupcake to work because her mother had made her promise to say a birthday wish every year. Washing her hands at the large metal basin, Claire shook off the last droplets of water into the sink and muttered under her breath, "Happy birthday to me," before shoving open the door to OR Suite 1. The scrub nurse raised an eyebrow. Are you sure you're okay? I've seen more chipper faces on my kids doing their homework. He handed a sterile blue towel to Claire and stepped back, clasping gloved hands together. Heaving a sigh, Claire dried her hands. Yeah, I'm fine. Usually a knee arthroplasty brings a smile to your face because it restores the patient's quality of life. Instead, you look like you're headed to a funeral. Today did feel like one. Losing her mother to cancer broke Claire's heart. Her thoughts drifted to a conversation they'd shared years before when Claire was still a little girl. She'd asked her mother, "Mom, why don't I have a dad? Everyone at school has one. I want one too." Her mother patted her on the head. "Oh, Claire, my sweet girl, you do have a father. You're a child of God." "You've said that before, Mom, but what about my real dad? You know, the one you met before you had me?" She lifted her eyes to her mother, yearning to know more.